We need to have a very serious discussion about what we decided to start looking at, and we need to relook at it again, so.
The other thing with your Franklin Park name, we already have two Franklin Parks.
So maybe it won't be Franklin Park.
Yeah, so.
Maybe it'll be Franklin.
Franklin Field.
Field.
Or Franklin Commons, or.
Well, I think I would like to see more discussions around all of that kind of jointly with all the council.
On that note, I did want to mention that we are meeting weekly at this point. We have a meeting tomorrow morning at 7:30. It's a Zoom.
Yeah, and those just don't work.
And I understand that. The reason why we sometimes meet at 7:30 in the morning is because the commission is made up of citizens and volunteers, and we all have families and full-time jobs as well, and so sometimes that is the best time of day for our commission to get together. So I totally understand that, and we will try to keep that in mind and maybe stagger some of the times when our meetings are going to be.
Or if you could record them?
Sure, absolutely. They are recorded, so we do.
Usually.
Yeah, we do have access to that, so we do record every single one. We also have a citizen comment period at every single one, so I know that if there's citizens that have feedback and want to come and talk to us about this, we would love to hear it, and we would love to have the aldermen and citizens and whoever please attend those meetings with us. So,
Chair Schmetzler, Rock Ventures is still here. If you would like them to address,
Kelly,
no,
okay, Alderman Mayor. But first, I just want to remind that the Tourism Commission is by statute an independent commission. By statute.
Yes, but naming a city is.
Can you explain by that in layman's statute, terms for anybody listening at home?
I will say it louder. By statute, they are an independent commission, which means your operation is governed by the state statute, not by city ordinance.
Correct.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just going to add context to the. I think there's some missing some pieces of the story that I thought might be of interest to you guys.
Sure, let's do Alderman Mayor first. Alderman Mayor.
Thank you for that.
Turn your mic on. I think it's on.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, must be good.
Thank you. Can you hear me now? Okay, I think the battery did go dead. Just for clarification, thank you for that last comment, Mr. Mayor, because that was going to be one of my questions, and just for clarification on that. So it's $150,000 for naming rights for a 10-year commitment. Is that correct?
Amongst other things, yes.
Okay. And then my other question is, what oversight does the council have, which kind of went to Mr. Mayor's comment there. Does the council have oversight in any of this, and will we be involved with this?
I mean, we want you involved, 100%.
But as far as approving budgets and approving projects?
I would have to defer to the city attorney on
that.
As the mayor stated earlier, Tourism Commission is an independent commission. It makes its own decisions with regard to the funds it receives pursuant to statute as well as the municipal code. The limited time I've had to review, and I think the naming rights contract became on the list maybe in late March.
Mm-hmm.
So I had all the thoughts on, okay, we're in this particular period of time, there should be further review on the numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
But additionally, as I believe I said earlier, where it involves the city name, city property for the signage, et cetera, yes, Common Council has a say-so because the governing body is responsible for that.
Yes.
But the bottom line overall is that the Tourism Commission, pursuant to statute and the municipal code, is an independent commission, and it can make its own decisions with regard to funding expenditures, et cetera, and the main discussion here is with regard to the purpose for its existence, which is to promote tourism and tourism development in the city of Franklin.
Now, having said that, Amy made the comment.
I still have the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm just reinforcing what you were.
Okay, go ahead then if you want to reinforce it.
Amy just said, she wants to work with us. So
we absolutely would want you to
there you
be involved.
Go, Alderman Mayor.
100%.
Okay, first off, I should have started with this. Thank you for this update. I appreciate it. I asked Callie, and Callie was going to do it anyway. But I think this is long. I would maybe suggest that we do this regularly, especially as things move forward. Bottom line is, you control your budget, attorney. We don't. But if we could get involved with the discussion, I think that would be appreciated at this level.
Absolutely. We would love to have you be involved. And just to go back to your comment quickly about doing this more often, we would have liked to. I was actually scheduled to right when COVID broke out. So I'm sorry that it's been a while since I've been here. But that's why. But yes, we have plans to continue to update you in person here at this meeting at least quarterly. And then you guys will continue to hear from me regularly via email. As much as I can. And then again, if you want to be involved in the discussions, we are more than happy to have you at our meetings. Like, I would be thrilled to have you.
And this budget that we have in front of us, is that your operating budget for the year? Does that, how often you adjust that? Where does that go from here?
We look at that once a year. Correct, Kelly? Once a year. We usually look at the budget and look at what our expenses are going to be and adopt that. Same time frame usually as the city budget. We're looking at it all at the same time.
How do you pay your bills?
Paul.
Okay.
We work with the city finance.
Yes, we work with the city finance department to pull down what we need.
Mr. Mayor, would that be another area we need to maybe take a look at in terms of?
You want me to reach in their pocket some more?
Yeah.
You sure?
I want you to be fair to our taxpayers.
Absolutely.
Well,
okay, thank you.
Just on that note, just a reminder that the money for the Tourism Commission isn't coming from city taxpayers, it's coming from people who come and stay at our hotels. So
understand
yeah,
that, but
Paul's time is worth a lot of money.
Paul's time is on the tax.
And so is Kelly's. The clerk's office who does all the calculations for them.
Okay, well, all of those things need to be considered in the budget.
Right. Alderwoman Hanneman, and then Alderman Dandridge.
Depending on what Alderwoman's question is.
I don't mean to usurp your questions, but first off, from a marketing standpoint, I really love this. Obviously, you've
Thank
put
you.
A lot of time and
Thank
effort
you.
And thought into
Thanks.
It. I love the cohesive look and feel. And to address Alderwoman Wilhelm's thought, I like Franklin Park. And maybe it's time the Parks Commission looks at renaming some of our existing parks that are Franklin Park, because we have a lot of really great people who could maybe use a park named after them. But that's for the Parks Commission to look at. Some of these possible partnership activities really go a long way towards a lot of things that I had visions for to be happening in this community, to build our community, to improve our communications, to be more cohesive in what we're doing, you know, through our Parks and Rec Department and partnerships with the schools. I think the possibilities are endless. So that being said, just a couple quick questions on the budget. Because my understanding is, as part of the $150,000, the staff person is a part of that, but you have $35,000 for staffing in the budget. So if you could just clarify that.
So I don't know how to.
That's part of what's in process.
So
okay.
That's part of the discussion.
Gotcha.
We set aside $35,000 initially for this year to explore having a staff opportunity. Then this opportunity came up to us, mm-hmm. and now there's some discussions being had on which way that's going to go. So we left that as a line
okay,
item
just gotcha.
In case we need it.
Gotcha. And then if you could speak just a little bit more to the shared incentive structure. I think that's something that I'd like to know a little bit about, and I think would be a little bit more of a selling point, per se, to the community. And I would also preface that with, as you move forward with something like this, the communications into how it's being funded and what surrounds it with the statutes
mm-hmm.
and the like, how that's communicated to the community.
Correct.
I think that's going to be a very, very important point. But yeah, if you could talk a little bit about that shared incentive structure a little bit more deeply.
What intrigued us about the shared voice was that they already have a really large voice in the community through special events, marketing, economic development. In addition, we would be adapting those assets as well with them. In return, for example, special events, our commission does partner with the Civic Celebration, and used to, but that would be adapted as well. So anything that we connect with our commission in terms of marketing, community focus, would also be adapted with, it's an addition to. So my thought, what our thought is, the assets that we're going to gain by theirs is worth a lot more mm-hmm. than what we're just doing, mm-hmm. if you can see it on the paper. So,
and maybe I didn't ask the question correctly. So with some of these possible partnership activities, what I'm getting at in thinking that that's what the shared incentive means is, say, example, we have the FPD versus the firefighter softball game. Any revenues made from that, are those equally split then between Rock Ventures and the Tourism Commission?
Yes, correct. So we would split those yield until we make up. So the naming rights initially were supposed to cost $250,000, correct?
Okay.
And the Tourism Commission is in discussion with them to spend $150,000. To make up some of that $100,000 gap, mm-hmm. this was the incentive structure that we were talking. So if we would do an event like that, we would split them 50-50. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we would split them 70-30. So
okay.
the Tourism Commission sure. would have an additional stream of revenue aside from just the room tax.
So ultimately, you want to be very self-sustaining
yes,
with that.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely, 100%. We want to get beyond just using room tax. Mm-hmm. We are also, you know, thinking about ways that we can utilize this website that we've now built. We want to, you know, be able to kind of do some of the, get some revenue from that as well. So, you know, those types of things are what we're looking at to get the commission additional funds besides the room.
Okay.
Tax.
Thanks.
Mark,
I think
it's good. I'm good.
Okay. Alderman Dandridge.
Just one a legal concern, and Mr. Mayor, we may want to refer this to City Council. Signing a contract, is the City of Franklin a guarantor in case they don't have the funds to pay for this on an annual basis? Are the taxpayers then going to be responsible?
No, we'll just make sure they're not.
That would be a nice...
Yes.
That was on the list of issues.
Yeah.
That was probably towards the top of the list of the issues. So.
Yeah. Well, just so I know, okay, you're going to work with City Council to make sure that we work that out.
Yes, and we're going to work with independent counsel as well because time is money, oh. as everyone keeps reminding me.
Yeah. Okay. Which brings up another issue, and Mr. Zimmerman didn't talk about it. He talked about it briefly in his presentation, but if the baseball season cranks up, we don't want a blank sign facing Loomis Road, and we don't want the rug without
right.
a logo on it.
I don't like a blank sign now. So...
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, any other questions for the commission? Mr. Morrow.
Oh, yes, sorry.
So this just spawned a thought for me. As far as bids going out, the Rawson Homes bid is planned to go out tomorrow at noon. I'm just waiting on one number for my staff tomorrow. That'll be ready to go. I was planning to stay late tonight and work on the bid specs for the... for the signs and get those advertisements out tomorrow. But so what I'm hearing is they actually write the check for the project, but the City Council would have approval over the plans. So you have not seen the plans. I really hate to delay your project anymore, but should I'm asking.
So,
no, we have.
Yeah.
That was part of what I brought before council.
You shouldn't answer a question until the question's gotten out, and the question's not wasn't out properly. No, the Common Council has approval over the plot of land, not the sign.
So when I write the bid specs,
correct,
for a contractor to bid, they submit the bid to the Common Council or to this other board.
This sign.
We don't determine the sign.
It's the city name.
Is the issue. Yeah.
I think this may have been covered at a previous yeah. Common Council meeting where there were conditions
okay.
with I dare say there are written communications with you, Mr. City Engineer with regard to what, how the bidding process on both of those items should proceed.
Okay, I'll look at those again. I recall the conversation, but okay.
And I think it was discussed in front of the Common Council some time ago.
Yes.
And there was
yes.
no issue with the sign.
Yes.
There was no issue.
This location.
Okay, thank you very much. Okay, Mr. Gransard, you've now seen sausage being made. Now we're going to make some more. Now, give us a moment.
All right. Y'all hear me?
Hold on one second. Okay, introduce us to yourself and name and address and all of that.
All right. For those of you who don't know who I am, my name is Noah Gransard. I am currently a Life Scout for Troop 531, and I am the Senior Patrol Leader, or the Youth Leader, of Troop 531. I also served as the Assistant Senior Patrol Leader, a Patrol Leader, and an Assistant Patrol Leader. And then this has included all my 10 years in scouting, all the way through Cub Scouts and Kindergarten, and I'm looking forward to continue on my scouting journey.
And your address, Noah.
Oh, 6800 South 20th Street.
Thank you.
All right. My project is going to be a tribute for police officers, firefighters, or first responders. Basically, the gist of it is it's going to be a granite memorial. They'll be sitting upon a granite foundation. The granite foundation is going to be 4 feet by 2 feet by 3 feet, and concrete foundation is going to be 5 feet by 3 feet by 1.5 feet. There's going to be engravings etched into either side of the rectangular tribute with the exact verbiage that is yet to be determined. However, I've come up with, to those who give the ultimate sacrifice for our safety, and this is going to be in 1.5-inch legible font that should be visible 15 feet from the sides where the font is written. On top of the tributes, there will be two stone statues representing the saints for both police officers and the firefighters. St. Michael represents police officers and St. Florian the firefighters. And then when this is completed, it will be surrounded by a circular pattern of mulch as well as a weed barrier. And then this is the digital rendering of my said project. And then this brings me on to the location. So this is going to be placed on the Franklin Public Library, adjacent to the other memorials. Respectfully, this is going to be keeping distance from the other memorials and not deterring from them, as well as giving it its own personal acknowledgement. This is going to be on the left side in the open grassy space, and this will have to be dug out and filled out with 4 feet of traffic bonds, originally changed from 4 inches of traffic bond to go below the frost line, and then the concrete will be added, and then this will be able to withstand the weather and conditions and won't have to be tended to once it's finished. And then these are a few of the site pictures that I have procured. All right, and then this brings me on to my costs. So I'm just going to go over a couple of the major costs that I have here. First off would be the granite that Wisconsin Granite by Design will be providing. The quote that I got was for black pearl polished. This was roughly $3,000 or $3,068.48, and this would include all 44 square feet of granite, and the company would come in and miter it and assemble it on site. Then I was looking at Hazy and Son for my concrete. I would need a footing mix, and this would be $342.14. This was kind of the final mix that I was looking at. So even if I needed a little bit more, I put $400 as the price, just in case I needed a little bit of wiggle room. For the statues, both of them would be estimated between $150 and $200. This is obviously depending on the availability during my buy time, and I was looking at gardening statues, but that is still yet to be determined because there are other possible options that I could be looking in as well. Or if I'm using a gardening statue, I'd need a seal for weather conditions to make sure that those withstand time. There's going to be wooden frames that I'm going to need to make for the concrete, plus some additional wood that would also need to go inside of the granite box. I need to build an A-frame to make sure that the granite, even though it's mitered, it needs to have additional reinforcement inside of the box, so this would be included in the frames, and this is roughly $150. And then just mulch for the surrounding area, around 2 cubic feet, and then this was when I converted it, so it's about $20. Next, I would need concrete adhesive. This would be to hold the statues in place, and then holding the granite in place after the company comes in and miters it, just extra protection for that. The statues will most likely be bolted in, but just for extra protection, they will be adhesively applied. I'm going to need nails for the frames. Nothing too big there. There's going to be traffic bonds. Rather than this being 3 inches deep, it's going to be 4 feet deep. This will have to go below the freezing point, and that should hopefully help with withstanding weather conditions and everything in that area. The engraving and sandblasting will be done by Wenton Monuments. I was looking at 1.5-inch lettering, and the price variation here is between $400 and $800 because I was going back and forth on putting my Eagle Scout plaque, whether not getting a plaque or just engraving it into the monument. And I also talked with the library board, and a concern they had was actually that the statues had too much of a secular meaning. So if I were to remove the statues, I could just put an engraving of the police and fire logos on opposite sides as well. So that's why there's a differential price for that.
Who raised that issue?
The library board. And then other miscellaneous costs, just food and water for the workers, and gloves, masks, stuff like that, $100. And then the overall cost was around $4,952.62. So there have been some fundraising things that I've actually started on since I've gotten approval from BSA to continue on with my fundraising. I've created a fundraising letter, and I've created a poster that I'm hoping that I can spread throughout the community, and the letter I'd be sending to any potential people that would be interested in donating, family, friends, large companies and corporations that I'm working with. I'm going to make it open-ended so that people, so that it can go to basically anyone. Additionally, I'll be using a GoFundMe page, which will be linked up to a Facebook account that will be having weekly updates. And in doing this, making sure that people are, or that the social media aspect of this is covered, since most people are on social media now because of the current pandemic. If the pandemic does let up, however, I was thinking of doing food selling events, most likely a brat fry, which is where I just hopefully can get a discount from Clements and then sell brats, and that's one of the main focal points for fundraising. Additionally, I will be reaching out to all of my large companies and corporations. I've already gotten a discount on the granite, and I have to check in with the other companies on the other aspects, such as concrete frames and lumber, stuff like that. And then I was thinking I could reach out to the police chief and fire chief to seek assistance and maybe hold fundraising events at their precincts and stuff like that. And then, obviously, if I do end up fundraising too much money, this money is going to go back to the beneficiary, which in this case is technically the mayor, but I'm hoping that I can donate it back to our first responders.
Wait a minute. You reaching into my pocket?
No. All right. This brings me on to my working days. So I kind of broke down how long I think this is going to go. So I'm going to be starting this hopefully by late August. I'm hoping that the fundraising will go rather quickly. However, that could be pushed off, and this could be starting early next spring. I'm thinking that day one and day two are going to be dedicated to digging out the area and building the frames for the traffic bond and the concrete to be laid in. Day three would be putting in the 4 feet of traffic bond, making sure that all the frames are set. Day four, pouring in the concrete, and then this would have to cure for roughly a week. Day five would be installation of granite, and this would be done by the company, and I would be knocking out the frames, just checking, making sure that everything is well oiled and going on that. Day six, making sure granite is attached using the adhesive and then we'd be bolting on the statues, making sure everything is set for when to monuments to come in. And then day seven, when to monuments would actually be coming in on site, and I'd be there to monitor and facilitate and make sure everything is running smoothly. And then day eight is putting mulch up for now, still determining if I'm going to put a sign or just have Wenta engrave Eagle Scout Project in that. And then these are just some of the tools that I would need for my project. Caulk gun, hammer, circular saw, shovels, gardening rakes, string level and 3 foot level, wooden stakes, wheelbarrow, tamper, hand trowels, and then a tarp or a plastic cover. And then I included the cost of these into my overall cost, and then most of these I own or could be donated from the companies we're working with. And then, so scheduling is obviously going to be something that's going to be a very large part of my project, since I'm working with three main large companies, and I have to make sure that I'm catering to everybody's schedules. I know that I'm going to have more labor-intense days that are going to be at the beginning of my project, and this is where I'm going to have to have more of my scouts come in as volunteers rather than when the companies are doing most of the work themselves. And then the other bullet point is kind of related to my safety plan, which is disclosed on my next slide.